This is Melissa Ringstaff from avirtuouswoman.org, and I want to welcome you to From Chaos to Calm, 15 Weeks to a Happy Home. We're on day 21, and today's devotion is titled, Teach Them Diligently. Teach them diligently. Our scripture memory for today comes from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 through 9. It says, "These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, and when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands, and bind them on your forehead. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates." Instilling a love for God's Word in the hearts of your children is, no doubt, the greatest gift you'll ever give them. It's not enough for parents to go to church, take your kids to church once or twice a week, and just hope that the lessons they learn there will follow your child through his lifetime. While this may be the case, what more precious time could be spent with your children than reading God's Word and instructing them in His righteousness? You know, in today's world, society is so secular. Society mocks the Word of God. And if we're not careful with our children and spend time teaching them, just as God's Word says to do, the chances are so great that we'll lose our children to the world. There are many ways you can teach your children about God. Last time, we talked about a number of things you can do to be a great mom and to train up your children in the way they should go. Today, I want to focus on prayer, study, and learning about God. From the time your baby is born, you can sing songs of praise and read Bible stories out loud to your child. My children always loved sitting with me, snuggling up with a good book. Keep a nice supply of good Bible story books that are age-appropriate around the house, and you'll encourage your child to pick them up on his own and learn about God's love. But never forget that spending that time one-on-one with your child, reading and talking about the Bible stories, will be the most important thing you can do. Your child wants to know that you're interested in the things of God. And children love to learn about the things that interest their parents. Our memory verse for today tells us that God's commands should be taught to our children when we wake up, when we're sitting together, when we're walking together. In other words, we should be talking about God all day long. One of my favorite ways to point out God's love to my children is through nature. And we spend a lot of time outdoors exploring. I love to be able to say, "Look how interesting that is. Can you imagine? God is so creative." We talk about God's creation a lot. And there's always so much more to learn about the things outside. I'm always amazed at the variety of beauty in our world. God gave His creation a lot of thought, and He did it because He loves us. We talked about keeping a family blessings journal or a family prayer journal. It's a great way to show your children how God answers prayer and how God blesses you on a daily basis. Teaching your children to be thankful for the things that God has provided is vital to teaching them to love God. I love to point out God's goodness throughout the day. And when I see His protection, I like to say, "God is so good to watch over us." Or, "Thank you, God, for loving us. Thank you, God, for taking care of us." And when my children hear these words, they learn that God's hand is on our lives, that He's interested in the details, that He does watch after us. And when the Bible says He encamps His angels around us, it's true. And when someone makes a mistake, I like to remind everyone, it is so good and wonderful that Jesus came and died for us. Because we make mistakes all the time. But all we have to do is ask for forgiveness. He loves us so much. Talk with your children about the lessons you have learned from God. You know, if you've been reading your Bible that morning and you came across something that was really profound, or something that struck you, something that you hadn't thought of in quite that way before, tell your children about it. Let them see that you get excited about learning new things about God, studying His Word. Share those lessons you've learned. And you know, there have been times, many times in my life, when, especially as a young Christian with young children, where I thought I was doing the right thing, but then through studying God's Word, I learned that maybe some of the things that we had been doing weren't the things that God wanted us to do. And so I tell my kids when I've learned there's a better way. I tell them that, you know, we do the best we can, but when God shows us, teaches us a new lesson, we need to listen and follow Him. And it's okay to say, you know, we need to change this. Let your children see you pray, and let them hear you pray for them. Bless them with your prayers. I like to begin our day as a family, usually just after breakfast while we're still sitting at the table, with prayer and a devotion. Anytime we pray together, we always ask for special prayer requests. You know, children have worries and burdens on their hearts, just like you do. And it's good for us to give them the opportunity to make requests and then lift them up together in prayer. I want to encourage you to commit to having family worship together in the evenings at least once a week. But every night would be even better. You can use that time to sing praise songs and hymns, read Bible stories aloud, and discuss their meanings and the lessons found in the story. Then kneel together, hold hands, and pray. You know, the key really is to let your kids see that God comes first in your life. So often I see parents who let the things of the world get in the way of their worship time together. They allow social activities to come before church. And what kind of message does that send? What kind of message does that send to your children? If you want God to be first in their life, you need to demonstrate, be an example of how to put God first. Sometimes you have to make choices. There are going to be times in your child's life when he has to choose whether or not he's going to put God first or put the world first. And if you're not demonstrating that in your daily life together, it's going to be harder for them when they come face to face with those choices. In our house, church time is church time. It's not time for other activities. Worship time is worship time. God comes first. As moms, we're not going to be perfect. And sometimes we do things that our children see that probably aren't becoming of a Christian woman. However, if we teach our children the ways of God, if we teach them about repentance and forgiveness, and if we teach our children how to move on, move forward day by day, striving to do better, enjoying God's grace and mercy, we'll have children who grow up to serve the Lord and whose hearts belong to Him. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank You so much for the gift of motherhood. It's not easy to be a mom, and we're certainly not perfect. But Lord, I just ask that You bless the time that we have with our children. Help us to show them how important you are in our lives so that when they grow up, you're number one in theirs. Please be with each of the ladies listening today. Bless their hearts and bless their homes. Bless their children. Bless their families, Lord. Give them wisdom and show them the better way. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. Well, I hope you have been blessed by today's devotion. Be sure to join me tomorrow for our next devotion titled, Provoke Not Your Children.